This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, June 4th, AD 2021. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. During the evening of May 26th, the Burmese military shot up St. Joseph's Church in the town of Damoso, Myanmar, breaking windows and putting holes in the church walls, reports UCANews.com. Thankfully, no one was inside at the time. However, just 5 days prior, the Burmese military attacked the Sacred Heart Church, also in Kaya State. That attack killed 4 and wounded 8 refugees who were sheltering in the church. Fighting between the military and local resistance groups continues to rage in the eastern part of the country since the February 1st coup. According to Open Doors World Watch List, Myanmar is the 18th worst nation in the world for the persecution of Christians. On May 31st, Leona Kimes, a former nanny for disgraced former Hillsong New York City pastor Carl Lentz, wrote an article in which she accused Lentz of, quote, bullying, abuse of power, and sexual abuse, end quote, reports MyChristianDaily.com. During the 7 years of her employment, Kimes said the inappropriate behavior started with a lot of flirting, escalated to giving him foot rubs at his request, and later turned to, quote, being touched inappropriately. I froze every time I froze, end quote. When it came out that Lentz had had an affair with a different woman, Hillsong fired him on November 4th, 2020. At the time, the mistress was unaware he was even a pastor.
He keeps saying, I manage celebrities and I travel with them. He didn't want to say what he does.
Appearing on NBC's Today Show with Savannah Guthrie, Hillsong's founding pastor, Brian Houston, addressed what went wrong.
People described Carl Lentz as somewhat aloof and removed from the actual ministry. They say he would come in a chauffeured car, wait in a green room, come do a sermon and depart. Does that bother you?
It does to a degree, for sure. Look, Carl was Carl. He's a unique character. There's a lot of things I miss about Carl. But having said that, there were leadership issues that I believe included lying, included what I would call narcissistic behavior.
Should you have known earlier? Should you have done something earlier about the leadership of Hillsong?
I think there's a lot of things I should have known earlier. And hopefully moving forward, we'll make sure we have far better systems in place and better accountability.
In a statement that Houston released about the nanny allegations, he said, quote, hearing Leona Kimes' experience was very disturbing. We made a commitment to update our suite of infrastructure services, including increased HR training and the requirement of our policies to be standardized across our network of churches, and we hope to improve accountability and communication even further, end quote. Painfully absent from the Hillsong statement was any scripture, like 1 Timothy 3, verses 2 through 5, which describes the biblical requirements for a pastor. Therefore, a pastor must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, not a lover of money. He must manage his own household well, with all dignity, keeping his children submissive. For if someone does not know how to manage his own household, how will he care for God's church? 2 Wisconsin bills would prohibit males pretending to be females from competing on female athletic teams in high school and college. Today, as I guest host for Kevin Swanson on Generations Radio, I interview Brad Dacus, president of the Pacific Justice Institute, about why the Christian Legal Rights Group has urged passage of the anti-transgender bills. Listen to this soundbite. Even our six-year-old children recognize at first blush that a boy running against a girl, even though they might be of the same age, is not fair because the boy has a physiological advantage over the girl. The fact that the adults can't understand that, or that their leftist agenda trumps common sense, reveals where we are today.
It's nonsensical. It's delusional. Our children understand it from a very young age. You know, at 18 months, a child understands his or her gender identity. It's very clear. Do they look like mommy or do they look like daddy? And yet our adults are trying to confuse things, and in so doing, trouncing on rights and equality of opportunity.
To urge Wisconsin Democrat Governor Tony Evers to support the prohibition of males from playing on female athletic teams, call 608-266-1212. And to hear my entire 14-minute interview, go to generations.org/radio. And finally, a 7-year-old Jacksonville, Florida boy is being hailed a hero for saving his family in a boating accident over Memorial Day weekend, according to sunnyskies.com. Chase Paust and his 4-year-old sister Abigail were swimming alongside their father's anchored boat on the St. John's River on Friday night, reports CBS Miami. But as the two children enjoyed their time in the water, Abigail lost hold of the boat when they were caught in a strong current. Chase explained what happened.
The current was so strong that my sister, she usually hangs out at the back of the boat. She let go, so I let go of the boat and I grabbed her, and then I was stuck.
Stephen Proust, their father, jumped into the water to save them, but they got overpowered by the strong current.
I told them both I loved them because I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I tried to stick with her as long as I could, and both of them, really. I wore myself out, and she drifted away from me.
Stephen told his son Chase to swim to shore. That's when the 7-year-old began the long 1-mile swim back to land, switching between floating on his back and doggy paddling. Once he reached shore, Chase ran to the nearest home he could find. Florida Fish and Wildlife eventually spotted Stephen and Abigail after an hour-long search. A grateful father said, quote, "We're here. By the grace of God, we're here. Little man made it to shore and got help, and that's what saved our lives," end quote. 7-year-old Chase exemplifies Joshua 1:9, which says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Friday, June 4th, in the year of our Lord, 2021, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.